2NURFM, good times and great music. This is Talking Travel with Melissa Mayers, and today we're talking about Canada, specifically the Okanagan Valley.
Yeah, so the Okanagan, for those of us that have not been there, may not have heard of it, is stretches through southern British Columbia. So it includes towns like Kelowna, Vernon, Penticton, Esoyoos. For those that haven't gone, a first great place to visit is going to be Kelowna, great base to make your way around and see lots of sights. It's a very lively town, right on the side of Lake Okanagan. It is surrounded by mountains, vineyards, orchards. There's never too far and there is something to do. I lived there for almost 5 years, so it's definitely...
It's a beautiful place.
It is an absolutely beautiful place and somewhere that I'm very passionate about and believe that everyone really should check out the Okanagan Valley. It's definitely something that's a little different out of our everyday travel to Canada. We've definitely talked, like when we think about it, we do think about the Rockies and Banff, and they are beautiful locations too. But this is somewhere you can actually stop in on the way to those destinations, which it's both a summer and a winter destination. Okanagan Lake actually has what they call their own sort of little mythical creature, and it's the Okapogo. So it's the, I guess, Canada's version of the Loch Ness Monster.
Right.
So I guess if you're going to go out in the lake and something brushes past your paddleboard or your little kayak, maybe don't look down, I guess. We can have a little bit of a, but it's definitely something that they pride themselves in and they've got statues of it and everything like that. If you head south from Kelowna, you can head down to Penticton. As you're heading down towards Penticton, beautiful drive right along the lake. Yep. You've got plenty of orchards, wineries. There is so much to see.
Penticton's beautiful. That's the one standout in my memory from going. Mm. And I remember, I'm not sure if it was Penticton or Kelowna, but I feel like it was Penticton. There was a river with it's all sort of going, flowing the one way. So people would get their giant rubber rings and they'd get to one side of the river and they'd jump in with their rubber rings and they'd float all the way around to the end.
And it's just one of those places that it's very unique in its environment as well. It's very much, if you keep going south from Penticton, you get to Esoyoos. Esoyoos is almost desert-like. So it's not far from the US border, like you can cross the US there. It's a very unique environment that you have vineyards, you have orchards, you have desert, all in the space of like 100K radius. It's absolutely mind-blowing that all of this happens in such a small space. Some of the highlights of the Kelowna region are definitely the wineries. And we around here love a good winery. We definitely know our wines. Kelowna, you'll find everything from a Pinot Noir to a Cab Franc, from a Pinot Gris through to a Chardonnay. The other thing they're really famous for there is their ice wines.
Oh, yes, yes.
So you find phenomenal ice wines there. So definitely worth, you can spend a whole day just visiting wineries while you're there. So you can definitely go around the small family-run ones with little cellar doors right up until your larger estate wineries where they have absolutely beautiful restaurants with scenic views out over the lakes and the mountains. You then also have, while you're there, you've got some of the best climate in the summer months. Like you can swim, you can cycle, you can hike the lake, you can go kayaking, swimming, you name it, you can do it there. The other thing that is great about there is you don't want to rush through. Like I would say spend 3 nights. Mm. Make that trip through the mountains to those bigger locations that little bit longer and really enjoy what that town of Kelowna has to offer. Like in the summer months, you're going to find in the orchards peaches, cherries, apples, apricots, and lots of beautiful other fresh produce. You're going to find beautiful vineyards. You'll also then, while you're there, probably the biggest decision you're going to have to make in that 3 days is whether or not you're going to try the red or the white. If you ask me, that's not bad.
That's not bad at all. Newcastle and Hunters 2NURFM 103.7. This is Talking Travel and we're talking Canada, specifically Okanagan Valley.
That's it. So we were talking about the fact these are the things you can do in summer months. I did touch on the fact that also it's a winter destination. The Okanagan has quite a few ski resorts that are around the area. In particular, I do want to touch on Big White Ski Resort. This resort is particularly famous for its champagne powder, nice light, white, fluffy snow.
Oh, nice.
So it's some of the best snow you'll ski in. It has terrain ranging from gentle groomers, powder bowls. It has a park that you, if you're into the tricks and all of that the kids do, that they're definitely fun. Great for beginners, families, experienced skiers. It's a little bit of everything for everyone. It's really good for its ski in, ski out style resort. It is means that you don't need a car while you're there. You can strap on your skis and jump on a slope within a few steps of your front door of your property.
That's good.
So you're not having to rely on car, bus to get you around the resort. Also, they're great in terms of day and night. So if you don't get enough skiing in that 7 hours that the lifts are spinning during the day, you can also ski at night at this resort. So they also have one of the biggest night ski terrain areas in Western Canada. And it's a unique experience skiing at night. It's a very different experience. It's different to the day, especially as you're going up the lifts and it's quite dark where the lifts are.
Eerie.
But you can see, and it's just a unique experience. The other thing that the resort is famous for is even if you're not a skier, so multi-generational holiday, for example. So you've got mum, dad, kids, the grandparents, aunt, uncle. There's something for everyone at this resort. So you don't have to be a skier to enjoy it. You can go tubing, which is great for the kids and the adults. You've got an ice skating rink. It's the highest ice skating outdoor ice skating rink in Canada.
Wow.
So it's
that would be
there.
Fun.
It is a lot of fun. Snowshoeing, dog sledding, snowmobiling, Nordic skiing. It's all there in the one resort. Horse-drawn sleigh rides. There's nothing like sitting there, sipping on a hot cup of cocoa and enjoying a horse sleigh ride. It's actually an amazing experience. The other great thing about a ski resort is the après skis at the end of your day. So lots of restaurants, bars, patios, where visitors can then finish their day up with some drinks, some food, often live entertainment, and oversee the Monashie Mountains, which is what you'll see out from the resort. There's also other resorts that are in the Okanagan, such as Silver Star, Sun Peaks, also Apex. They're all within a really short distance of your main Kelowna airport. So they're really easy to get to. They advertise themselves, all of them, in terms of get there, ski the same day, which is an absolutely
amazing. That's what you want. You don't want to be waiting around.
I don't want to be waiting around to hit the slopes. I'm there to see the snow, to ski, have a great time. I guess the big thing I can say about this particular area is imagine a Canadian itinerary where you start in Vancouver, you hire your car, you make your way through to British Columbia, spend a few nights by the Okanagan Lake, you visit the wineries, you continue towards the Rockies. It's suddenly the journey becomes a part of the trip. So the getting there is a part of the holiday now. Rather than spending that 10-hour drive, break it up. Visit this amazing location. So I guess the best thing is when you're planning that next trip, think about it. Because that little detour to the Okanagan Valley might just be the next favourite destination of Canada for you.
Well, that's right. And just a side note, I mean, I haven't been there for 14 years, but I do remember there was a very good secondhand bookshop in Penticton. So
that's
if
it.
It's still there, go and check it out if you like
that's
your secondhand
it.
Books.
That's it. And there's so many amazing things. Kelowna has great restaurants right on the lake, and I cannot recommend them highly enough.
Yeah, okay. So many things to check out, and we'll check out some hot deals next. Thanks. To NURFM on air, online, and on your smartphone. This is Talking Travel, and it's time for hot deals.
Yeah, so a few hot deals out there at the moment. Crossy have a last-minute deal cruising the Mekong River. Save up to 50% off per person or no single supplement. It includes a 9-day Mekong River cruise, cultural experiences, local cuisine, traditional villages and excursions along the way. We have a MSC 8-day Italy, Spain and France, includes flights, 8-day Mediterranean cruise, a Barcelona stay, and you can save up to $1,900 per person. Luxury escapes, save up to 51% on a 5-night stay on the Grand Hyatt in Nusa Dua, includes an all-inclusive dining package, 30-minute massage for two and much more. We're also Travel Marvel, Treasures of Egypt and the Nile, save up to $7,400 per couple. 11-day trip includes a 7-day night river cruise along the Nile, 3 nights accommodation, up to 25 meals on board, plus local wine and beer on the river cruise and transfers.
So a few different ones today.
Yeah, a few different ones. Lots of great deals out there happening in the market. Lots of local Australian deals that we can definitely... There's so much to check out and see.
Yeah, okay. So if you're interested, then, yeah, have a look. And if you want to hear the podcast again and hear more about the Okanagan Valley in Canada, you can head to 2NURFM.com.au. Melissa, we'll catch you next week for Talking Travel on 2NURFM.